Cei bună băiți amigi doși, mei dovei omei nu, se-i nechelchei nu de soi răsăco. Cei bună băiți amigi doși, mei dovei omei nu, irosuri răbună porțoi.
Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 170, October 15th. Saul, we're getting up there. Julian, we're going to hit 200 soon. Yeah. Mickey, we got to have a celebration. Show 200. Let's see. That's another 30 shows. It's a half a year away. We have time. We have time. Well, in the background, we hear the wonderful Moshe Kuzovitsky with Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash. Well, you've had so many holidays, and I missed the show, unfortunately. We certainly had our fill of davening and chazanis and so forth. Well, just a couple of selections to catch up, okay? To catch up. This was one that I wanted to play. Now, many of you who are familiar with me and know my predilections, there's a young cantor by the name of Zevi Muller, who I really, really enjoy. And he recorded Unasana Tokef with his brother Moshe. And it's a different version, if you will. It was first performed in 1990. It was at a memorial for 11 soldiers from Kibbutz Beit Hashita, who fell during the 1973 Yom Kippur War. It's a version that's become very popular in Israel, and at the moment I don't have the composer's name. I'll have it in the future, but let's hear the two brothers, Zevi and Moshe Muller, Unasana Tokef.
Ine yom hadin, ine yom hadin, yom hadin. Ontane tokev kedushat hayom, kihon nora ve'ayom. Tinase malchutecha v'ikon bechesed kisecha v'teshev alav b'emet v'teshev alav b'emet b'emet ki ata hu dayan mochiach v'yodea v'et וחותם וחותם וסופר ומונה ותזכור כל הנשכחות ותפתח את ספר הזיכרונות ומלא מקרב וחותם יד כל אדם בו שופר גדול יתקע וכל דממה דקה יישמע ומלאכים יחפזו וחילו רעדה יוחזו ומלאכים יחפזו חילו רעדה יוחזו
Special. Oh, Zevi Muller and his brother Moshe. Yes, Zevi is the regular cantor at the Westside Institutional Synagogue. That's on West 76th Street in Manhattan. And it's between Columbus and Amsterdam. And he's there every Shabbos, and he's such a delight, really. Yeah, you remember, I ran a trio of Zevi Moller, Yanky Lemmer, and Shimmy Miller, and I'm still very high on this trio, and someday you're going to hear more from them. Well, you hear a lot from them individually, but I'm hoping one day to get that trio back. Okay, back to some music from these past holidays, just to get a couple in. Let's hear the great Moshe Stern with Hoshana.
Oh, shano lemanu zovoch yeshanu 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 I shall never answer you, so I shall
Moshe Stern, I guess you know that was Hoshana. I had planned to play five different versions of Geshem. five. What can I tell you? Let me just see how this is going to work. This is... Okay. Rosenblatt, Hirschman, Kvartin, Benson Miller, and Ganshoff. But I had a slight change in the programming, so we're just going to hear one version, if you will, the classic of Yesala's, and perhaps next week or so. I don't know if I'll play the other four versions, but let's hear the great Yesala with Geshem. You know what? Let me just start it from the beginning, okay? Geshem, Yesala.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
That was, by the way, from an outstanding CD that Aderet Music put out, and Mendy Werdiger, Od Yosef Chai. He remastered so many of these wonderful recordings of Yossi Rosenblatt. For those of you not familiar, that was from Volume 3, and my hat goes off to Mendy for the outstanding work that he did in remastering these recordings. Well, speaking of recordings, there is a new recording out, and it is called Eternal Echoes, with Itzhak Perlman and cantor Yitzchamir Helfgott. Frankly, I was going to play more selections from that album, but I have some other urgent recordings to play after this interview. Yesterday, I had the honor of interviewing Yitzhak Perlman about this outstanding CD. I know many of you are familiar with it. You've told me about it. I will play one selection from it after the interview, and then I have something rather special. So let's go to the interview that I had yesterday with Perlman. I apologize a little bit on the sound levels of my my voice, but hopefully in the future I'll correct that. I'm very pleased and honored to have with me Yitzhak Perlman, who is, as many of you are aware, probably, if not the greatest violinist in the world, certainly one of the greatest. Shalom.
Shalom. Nice to be here. Nice.
Yes. Yes. We're going to be discussing your new album, Eternal Echoes, that you came out with cantor Helfgott. First of all, how did you hook up with cantor Helfgott?
Well, it was it's with words of mouth, you know. I mean, I heard about him. It was very interesting, you know. My wife, who has been taking Bible classes for many years, you know, her teacher in one of the classes said, well, tonight I'm going to hear Helfgott. And everybody said, who's that? And she said, oh my God, this is one of the great cantors, and we haven't heard about him, you know. So that's the first time that I heard his name mentioned, you know. And so it was always on our radar to one day maybe be able to listen to him. And you know, as I say in Yiddish, it was beshared when I was in Israel. A couple of years ago, I was conducting the orchestra. I had a free evening and was asking somebody, is there any place we can go? They said, well, in the, you know, at the Manor Auditorium, there is a concert by cantor Helfgott. They said, oh my God, it's like a sign. It's a sign, we have to go. So we went. My wife and I went, and we went and we sat in the hall, and he came out and he opened his mouth. And the rest was history, you know. It was, you know, I mean, the sound, his sound, the voices he produces has this timbre, and it has a little iron and a little sweetness. It's all combined. It's absolutely wonderful. And of course, the style of Chazonish that does is the style that I grew up with in Israel as a young boy. And so that was very you know, very Hamish and familiar to me. And so I you know, I went backstage, introduced myself, and apparently he heard of me, and I said, this is you know, bravo, this is wonderful. And almost within the next 2 minutes, I said to him, would you like to maybe do stuff together? Because I always believe in I love quality of tones and sounds and voices, and I love, this is something that affects me very, very strongly. The first time that I hear anybody perform, you know, whether it's a wind player or a string player or a singer or a pianist, whatever. And so I was thinking it would be nice to combine my violin tone to his voice, you know, and to see what we can do. And I've done stuff with the singers before, so that was not something that was very new. But I felt that the added the added thing here was the fact that I was doing Chazonish. I was doing, you know, some cantorial music that I grew up with as a young boy in Israel. And so that was an added attraction to me because I felt quite comfortable with the, you know, with the style of these pieces. So, you know, so he said, yeah, that'll be nice. And so that's what happened.
Well, the blending of the two, if I just call them the two sounds, the beauty that you produce with the violin and his voice, I think the blending on the recording is so touches the soul. My show has always been called 2 Hours of Jewish Soul Music, and this epitomizes for me Jewish soul.
Well, thank you. Well, I was, you know, we were going for that, and the thing is that I don't think that I was, I didn't need to try that hard. I felt that, you know, I was sort of, since I practically grew up with this kind of music, and I was able to, I was hoping to be able to blend something with the way he was singing, and I think it's successful. I'm very happy with it.
Yes. Now, are you going to be performing live in the area with him?
We're working on this, absolutely. You know, we have already 3 performances that we are going to do, which take place, I believe. As we are speaking, I'm looking at my calendar just to make sure that I'm giving you the right information. But we are going to be playing in Boston, and we're playing in I think Tillis Center, which is, you know, near New York, and then in Toronto. So these are all taking place in March.
Oh, really? Oh, great!
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, and I believe we're going to also do something at the Ravinia Festival next summer, but that's the Chicago Festival, you know, where they have a, you know, an outdoor, well, it's a shell, but it's one of the summer festivals. So, and we're going to, you know, hoping to do things in the New York area, and that's going to be, I think it's imminently, we're going to find out what and where we're going to do it, so I'm very excited about that.
Well, I put out a cantorial calendar update, and I certainly want to make sure that people around the country and around the world know about this.
I'm sure that you'll probably find out. You'll probably say, oh, not again, Jan. I already know about these guys.
No.
You know, we're going to nudge you all the time.
It's my pleasure. Just as an aside, Yitzhak, a few years ago, I was at a klezmer concert at Damrosch Park, and all of a sudden there was silence, and you came out onto the stage, and you were jamming with there were several groups there.
Yeah, I remember.
And that was just such an exciting thing to just see, you know, impromptu, and you obviously were really enjoying that.
You were watching this actually was the first time that I was actually doing klezmer, you know, in public and stuff. So what you saw was the beginning.
History.
The beginning of the journey. The beginning of the journey. Yeah.
Now, the selections that were chosen, do you want to just tell my listeners a little bit about how you went about putting the program together on the CD?
The thing that I feel, and that I felt at the time, and that I still feel that I can really do very well, is something that I feel comfortable with. And so the first things that came to my mind are, as I mentioned before, were things that I've heard as a young boy in Israel. You know, they had like a program on the radio every week, every Saturday, devoted to Chazonish, to Victorian music.
Yes.
And I was listening to, you know, I was listening to people like Sirota and Rosenblatt and all these great, great cantors. And I still remember, even then, that the recordings were old ones, because you remember, you know how when you listen to the old 78 and you had all little, you know, scratches on the record, and that was, it was almost part of the of the performance. You know, you always feel that without the scratches, the performance misses something. Because it, you have to have that old feeling to it. But anyway, even then, and we're talking about, 1955, 56, 57, around that time, even then those recordings were, some of them were already old.
Yes.
But I remember listening to these things, and for example, things like Ritze and the Shibetakdikdash and things like that. So those were the first things that I asked the cantor, I asked the health cut, I said, would you want to do something like that? And he said, oh, of course, you know.
Sure, so the classics, of his,
of his sort of mm-hmm. growing up with this kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I mentioned it before, but it's like Yiddish comfort music,
yes.
You know, because I feel comfortable doing this.
Yes.
So that was one of the things that decided on doing. And of course, another important thing is for the violin to have a part in it so that it would not, so that it would fit well,
yes.
You know, with voice and the instrument.
Yes.
So we did that, you know, and then of course there are, the thing about this recording that I like very, very much is the variety of the music, as well as the variety of the backup instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, some of the pieces, like three or four of the pieces, are accompanied by a small orchestra.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I always like to mention it because, you know, I've been teaching at program that my wife started about 19 years ago called the Perelman Music Program, which is a program devoted to talented string players. It takes place in the summertime as well as in the winter, and it's a phenomenal program. So I, when it came to choosing the string players for that orchestra, I said to Sonny, like, can I choose the players? Because usually they choose people who are freelance or are very, very good professional musicians. But in this particular case, I thought, since I knew all the, you know, a lot of string players because of the program that we run in the summertime, I got in touch with a lot of them who were in the New York area. So this the string section is made only from people who allow us of the program music program.
Oh, wonderful!
So I knew the quality of the playing I was going to get. From
yes,
them. And so this is the one thing, and then of course. There are other selections on that which are either accompanied by a klezmer group
mm-hmm.
or accompanied just with piano and maybe a little cymbalum and so on. So there's a lot of variety there which we were going for, so that as one listens to the recording, that you have different colors. And so, and that's one thing. So I love this recording because of that. And the other thing that makes me like this recording, just makes me think that it's good, because I like to listen to it.
Yes.
You know, I like to put it in my car, uh-huh. and I like to listen to it, even
yes.
though, as you know, I was involved with it for in a very personal level, because I did it.
Yes.
So I'm very happy with it. I'm very, very happy.
Well, you should be very proud. It's classic, and... you may not be aware, my specialty, if you will, for my show is Chazanis cantorial music, although I do 1 hour every week of recordings from my collection, 15,000 albums of Jewish music, but Chazanis is my love. But there is, it's hard to say, to pick one selection, but just to say that there is one that touches me is the Yismichu, because it brought together the whole thing, if you will. You know, you're accompanying him, or he accompanying the violin. However, the way you as I say, blended together on that one, and then in the end, a little of the klezmer. It just
a little klezmer at the end.
Yes,
that has a lot of the elements all
yes.
in one. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one. I also like Shoy for Shel Mashiach, which is especially the last, you know, I like it when it starts with things and then it starts with a little march at the end.
Uh-huh.
And it's absolutely, I mean, I just love playing that.
That's great.
I love the way he sings it. And that was one of those songs that we heard, you know, Rosenblatt has a mm-hmm. recording of that.
Yes.
And And you know, a lot of these things in this recording is it's kind of a historic recording in the sense that it brings history forward. You
mm-hmm.
know? It because a lot of things, like whether it's klezmer or whether it's chazunish, and even you know, you can even think about jazz. How does one evolve? And the important thing is to hear how things were done years ago, so that you know historically where you are at. You know, so
yes.
that you're not in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
That there are roots, and I think that this recording is a very, you know, it has history behind it, because
mm-hmm.
We are, and the fact that we are fans of some of the artists that sang these things, you know,
yes.
years and years ago, I think sounds, you know, you can hear that on the recording.
Well, I see. My whole love of this started with a collection of old Victrolas, so people would throw away their old 78s. It's a long story, but I gave a presentation on Yosler Rosenblatt and played recordings on a 1905 RCA Victrola that I have with a uh-huh. wooden horn. And when you hear that and realize that at the turn of the 20th century, they stood in front of a long horn.
Like a blue horn, yeah.
Yes, and
this
was into it, and
yeah.
That's why there were no symphonies, because it was only until the microphone in the 20s when they were able to really, you know, yeah. bring in orchestration, and to see how this has all evolved to what you have today, which is...
but what we were trying for this recording is not, that's why we chose, with the orchestra, we chose a small orchestra.
Uh-huh.
I wanted it to have a kind of a... intimate kind of a flavor
yes.
to it, you know, rather than...
they overpower. Sometimes
exactly.
you come to hear the voice and your instrument they don't... I understand what you're saying. It does... by the way, Moshe Koussevitzky had many recordings with the violin. I don't know if you've heard some of them.
Yes.
It wasn't to the extent that you've blended, but... It does have some beauty.
I had to have an excuse to be there in the recording. You know, if I'm just there for three notes, you know.
I know, of course.
I might as well play five notes.
Of course,
notes,
of
know?
Course. Now, are you planning, when you do your shows, your performances, obviously you have other selections.
Well, we're going to do a lot, you know, we're going to try and do as much as possible of the recording as well. And,
uh-huh.
then of course, we're going to have, you know, I'm going to talk to, you know, Hank Osnetsky, who was the person who did a lot of the arrangements on the
right.
recording. So I'm going to talk to him about, you know, because there's more stuff that we had in mind, but, you know, the recording is, you know, there's a limit as to how much you can record. But so maybe we're going to do another record.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Yitzhak, thank you so much for taking the time to share these insights with me and my audience, and I look forward to meeting you and to being at your performances here in the East.
Thank you very much. A great pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, shalom.
Okay,
shalom.
Shalom, bye-bye.
Okay, as I mentioned, that was an interview I had with Yitzhak Perlman yesterday. I had planned to play many selections from that outstanding CD, and I'm going to put it off until next week. I just want to play this one selection of Yismachu, which is not exactly Chazanis, if you will, but it was something that touched me, and then I'll get to my closing selections.
Shoimrei Shabbos v'koirei Yoyled Ah, mekadeshei, mekadeshei shevi Kulo mizbehu Ashtoy,
Well, I know that this is not Chazanis. I will play Helfgott's cantoral pieces the next week or so, and you'll hear some outstanding recordings. And in the meantime, this was some very sad news. This appeared in Arutz Sheva a week or so ago. The man known affectionately in the Chabad Lubavitch world as the Rebbe's Chazan, Moshe Telishevsky, has passed away. The cantor was famed for singing along Nigunim that he performed most often for the Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Schneerson of righteous memory, especially during the festival of Sukkot. It is very interesting that he passed away during Sukkot, which was one of the dedicated times when Reb Moshe would daven for the Rebbe. This was by Rabbi Yosef Katzman, who wrote this in the Crown Heights website upon hearing the news. Quote, he had three special days every year that he would daven for the Rebbe, who would always give him a special Yashar Koach after davening. One was on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot. He put his whole heart and soul into his special tefillah that he would daven. The cantor Telishevsky was born in Russia. His father, a rabbi and Hasidic cantor, reared Moshe in the tradition of joy through music. Let's hear a couple of selections of Chazan Moshe Telishevsky. The first one will be Av Harachamim.
Ben yereyu ayim beyayim beishuvo yelo veyu kako basuf kako su ben yereyu ayim beyayim beishuvo yelo veyu kako Hashem Ve'ero Chol Bosor Yovachdo Kipi Hashem Dibeir Avurachmi Hu Yerachem Hu Yerachem Amamusim
Betty, say ויציל נפשו ישנו. Oh, ויציל, ויציל נפשו ישנו.
Moshe Telishevsky, the late Moshe Telishevsky, with Av HaRachamim. Let's hear Hashemayim Shemayim. It doesn't look like this is going to be Hashemayim Shemayim, but let's give it a try.
Ruchim atem ladoyeshem O yisei shomayim oorez O yisei Shomayim, 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 שומעים לאדוני שם ויורץ 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 נוסן נוסן לבן ויועדו לאי 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 ימי ישים לאי 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 ימי ישים יעלה לוקו ולאי 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 כל ירד וידו ואנחנו נברך כל מיתו בידו אלוהים הללו
The late Moshe Telishevsky with Hashemayim Shemayim. One more quick selection. This will be Ovinu Malkeinu. Ovinu Malkeinu. Moshe Telishevsky.
Ovinu Malkeinu. Malekeinu Galei Gebuit Malchus Choleinu Galei Gebuit Malchus Choleinu Meyero Galei 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 Gebuit Malchus Choleinu Meyero Avinu Malekeinu Avinu Malekeinu Ve'yifa Ve'yinu si aleinu 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 Le'yidei kol echoi Avinu, Avinu, Malekinu, Gale, Gale, Gwyd Machus, Gwaleinu, Gale, Gale, Gwyd Machus, Gwaleinu, Meyero, Veyo Yifa, Veyo Nosei, Veyo Nosei, Aleinu, 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 Leyeinei, Kolechoi, Leyeinei, Kolechoi. Mikobori bezobore yunu mi beina goyim mi beina goyim ekobori bezure yunu mi beina goyim una futso isa venu kanes ka Bekomori bezure veyino mi beina govoyim Una futso isinu kanes ka Mi arkes yore Ba-bi-ye-ye-no Le-ti-yo-ni-r-ho-be-ye-ye-no Ve-li-ru-sha-la-yim-e-be-s-mi-ga-do-sh-ho Ve-si-m-chas-o-ya-no
Well, we were listening to the great voice of Cantor Moshe Telishevsky. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this show and this program, show number 170 of October 15th. Welcome back. And let's look forward to some many more months and years of good Chazonus. Shalom, everyone. Mm-hmm.